Question 1. You are in a supermarket when you hear this announcement about a lost child.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could just have your attention, please. We have with us a small boy by the name of Roland. He has red hair and is wearing a green and purple shell suit. He's carrying a blue fluffy rabbit and says that he is 4. When he last saw his mummy, he says, she was choosing some pears. If you are his mummy, please come to the customer service desk at the front of the store where he will be waiting for you. Ladies and gentlemen, if I could just have your attention, please. We have with us a small boy by the name of Roland. He has red hair and is wearing a green and purple shell suit. He's carrying a blue fluffy rabbit and says that he is 4. When he last saw his mummy, he says, she was choosing some pears. If you are his mummy, please come to the customer service desk at the front of the store where he will be waiting for you.
Question 2. You are in an electrical shop when you overhear this woman speaking to the shop assistant.
It's these curling tongs I bought here last Saturday.
What's the problem, madam? Is the item not functioning?
No, it works perfectly. That's not the problem at all.
Well, then, let me guess. It's damaged?
No, it's your price beater guarantee. You clearly said that if I found them at a cheaper price in any other shop, you would refund the difference. And, well, imagine my surprise when I went into Lentham's and saw them there for only £9.99. I mean, I know they're on special offer, but that's not the point. It's these curling tongs I bought here last Saturday.
What's the problem, madam? Is the item not functioning?
No, it works perfectly. That's not the problem at all.
Well, then, let me guess. It's damaged?
No, it's your price beater guarantee. You clearly said that if I found them at a cheaper price in any other shop, you would refund the difference. And, well, imagine my surprise when I went into Lentham's and saw them there for only £9.99. I mean, I know they're on special offer, but that's not the point.
Question 3. You overhear a woman talking on the telephone.
Yes, Paris. Yes, Paris, France. You still have some tickets? Yes, next Thursday. No smoking, please, and an aisle seat if possible. Which terminal is that leaving from? I see, and the flight number? BA893. And takeoff time? Yes, Paris. Yes, Paris, France. You still have some tickets? Yes, next Thursday. No smoking, please, and an aisle seat if possible. Which terminal is that leaving from? I see, and the flight number? BA893. And takeoff time?
Question 4. Listen to a policeman talking to a householder.
Good morning, sir. Sorry to disturb you. This is just part of a routine inquiry. You are the owner of the house?
Yes.
Then I assume that you are familiar with Mr. Winston of number 43, just across the street there.
Yes.
Well, if you or any other member of your household happen to know of his whereabouts, we would like to speak to him on a rather urgent matter. Good morning, sir. Sorry to disturb you. This is just part of a routine inquiry. You are the owner of the house?
Yes.
Then I assume that you are familiar with Mr. Winston of number 43, just across the street there.
Yes.
Well, if you or any other member of your household happen to know of his whereabouts, we would like to speak to him on a rather urgent matter.
Question 5. You are listening to the host of a radio phone-in program speaking.
Well, the subject of our phone-in this morning is a rather thorny issue that has been in the news a lot recently. We have heard many opinions from government ministers, church leaders and social workers on this delicate matter, but little has been said by the people themselves. So, today, we want to hear from any single parents out there who are listening. And, in fact, we have one on the line right now. Hello, Mary. Well, the subject of our phone-in this morning is a rather thorny issue that has been in the news a lot recently. We have heard many opinions from government ministers, church leaders and social workers on this delicate matter, but little has been said by the people themselves. So, today, we want to hear from any single parents out there who are listening. And, in fact, we have one on the line right now. Hello, Mary.
Question 6. You have joined a 4-day sailing course in Britain. Listen to your instructor giving some important information.
And now, I want to move on to the subject of water. When you're at sea, you're surrounded by salt water, and this, of course, you cannot drink, nor can you wash with it. Tap water these days is also not suitable for drinking, but you can wash with it. So we recommend that you carry at least 10 gallons of bottled water, which you can buy from any nautical supply station. When you're buying it, however, you must check the label on the bottle to make sure you're buying the right sort of water. And now, I want to move on to the subject of water. When you're at sea, you're surrounded by salt water, and this, of course, you cannot drink, nor can you wash with it. Tap water these days is also not suitable for drinking, but you can wash with it. So we recommend that you carry at least 10 gallons of bottled water, which you can buy from any nautical supply station. When you're buying it, however, you must check the label on the bottle to make sure you're buying the right sort of water.
Question 7. You overhear two people talking at a bus stop.
So, when you get to the top of the hill, the bus will stop at the lights and you get out there in front of the war memorial. You can't miss it.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't know what I'd have done without you.
Oh, look, here's your bus coming now. Now, don't forget what I said.
Thanks again, and I hope you don't have to wait too long for yours. Bye.
So, when you get to the top of the hill, the bus will stop at the lights and you get out there in front of the war memorial. You can't miss it.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't know what I'd have done without you.
Oh, look, here's your bus coming now. Now, don't forget what I said.
Thanks again, and I hope you don't have to wait too long for yours. Bye.
Question 8. You overhear a man chatting on the telephone about a form he has to fill in.
Yes, just like I said, they want to know everything about you. I mean, it's an intrusion upon your privacy. Still, they say that the information is treated as confidential, but why would they want to know Mother's maiden name? And Sophie's grown up now. She's left home. It's not really any of my business whether she has a boyfriend or whether she has any insurance of her own. Anyway, fortunately, they were both willing for me to include those details. Yes, just like I said, they want to know everything about you. I mean, it's an intrusion upon your privacy. Still, they say that the information is treated as confidential, but why would they want to know Mother's maiden name? And Sophie's grown up now. She's left home. It's not really any of my business whether she has a boyfriend or whether she has any insurance of her own. Anyway, fortunately, they were both willing for me to include those details.
That is the end of part 1.